So in 1864, what you have are really a loose assemblage of colonies in the northern half of the continent with a kind of wilderness in between. So there's a colony of Britain out in BC, a couple of them actually, they're about to amalgamate a couple of years later. You've got a set of them in the eastern half of the continent, the Canadians, a union of colonies in the central part of the continent, and then in the Maritimes, you have four colonies. And each of them has a government of their own. All of them recently have won autonomy in their internal affairs, but they look to Britain still in terms of identity very strongly, and they can't make war or peace, they can't sign treaties, but more or less have autonomy in their own affairs. Very proud of that. Each has been beginning to assert their own sense of identity. So within a Britishness, there's now room to be a New Brunswicker, a Newfoundlander, or an Islander, like a Prince Edward Islander. And we'll use, say, a short form Islander just because it's easier. And each of them has an economy geared closely to the resources available. So it's kind of an extractive economy. New Brunswick relies on the timber trade. In Newfoundland, they tend to rely on the fishery, and on Prince Edward Island, it's agriculture, etc. They trade internationally, somewhat with each other, but with the Americans. And they have a free trade agreement with the Americans, which is a critical part of the puzzle in the period we're looking at. And they trade, of course, with the mother country.